was crazy. There were no trees, no paved roads. It didn't get dark while we were there, and it was very dirty.
Senior Courtney Bird was one of six Petersburg High students who got an all-expenses-paid trip to Barrow this summer. As PHS senior Sky Weller outlines, the trip was a crash course in college-level genetics technique.
While we were there, we did four huge experiments, including sampling whale bones and dinosaur bones and DNA fingerprinting, and we cloned bacteria that glowed fluorescent green under a UV light.
The trip was part of a larger program sponsored by the University of Alaska Fairbanks. It's targeted at getting more incoming college freshmen interested in molecular biology. PHS senior Rachel Satterwhite says the group got to visit Ilisavik College in Barrow and got some advice from a UAF career counselor.
It gave me a lot of really good information on some of the careers that I'm looking into for the medical field.
Like what?
Nursing. Gave Sky some good information for the past. She wants to become a doctor, talking about psychology and psychiatrics and all kinds of medical careers. She just gave us a really good, some good knowledge background on it.
For some, like Courtney Bird, the course gave career direction.
I have always wanted to be a nurse, a registered nurse, but now since going to that program and actually doing hands-on lab with DNA and whatnot, it really makes me want to go into the biochemistry and become a geneticist and whatnot.
While for others, like Sheldon Brett, the program gave pause.
I definitely do not want to be a microbiologist. That's just, I prefer the bigger picture, like animals and cell biology more than molecular biology.
But genetics has become a major part of the biology field these days, according to teacher Joni Johnson.
Definitely. Molecular genetics is revolutionizing the world of biology as we know it, and there's a lot going on there, whether it's wildlife biology, fisheries biology, plant systematics, and of course the medical field. So it's a growing field for sure, so there's lots of opportunity for the kiddos.
Johnson attended a teacher training program in Fairbanks this summer emphasizing biomolecular techniques. UAF is also helping the high school set up a genetics lab.
I've been in touch with a couple of professors to see if it would be a legitimate research question to try and identify Dungeness crab genetic stocks across Southeast Alaska. And so they're going to be doing some of this in class, but they're definitely going to be outside of class working on, one, sorting samples, getting samples, and then actually processing their samples and analyzing data. So right now it's in-house, but we have a professor in Fairbanks and two professors at UAS and Juneau who said they would be willing to mentor us and help out.
Are then you going dungy crabbing this fall, or what's happening?
I wish we could do that. We can just be outside all the time in our own vessel. No, so PFI has graciously said that, sure, crab legs that fall off, they'll be bagged and frozen so we can use those. And then we are also working with Ketchikan and Juneau to get crab legs or whatever kind of tissue samples they can provide us here as well.
Four of the six Petersburg students will be doing a presentation about their Barrow trip at the next school board meeting on September 21st. Chad Cummings and Tessa Hasbrook graduated from Petersburg High last summer and are now at college in Anchorage and Wisconsin, respectively. In Petersburg, I'm Maladie Kay.